via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Mike Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is vowing to build a new American economy that works for all Americans when he takes office on January the 20th. Biden, who inherits an economy staggered by the coronavirus pandemic, is urging Congress to pass a robust package of relief in December before newly elected lawmakers take office in January. On Tuesday, Biden also introduced his key economic advisors, including former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen, as his nominee for Treasury Secretary. Yellen, if confirmed by the Senate, would be the first woman to head the Treasury Department in its 231-year history. She called the effect of the coronavirus on the U.S. economy the world's largest, an American tragedy, and that it's essential we move with urgency. A new setback to President Donald Trump's effort to overturn his election loss, Attorney General William Barr said Tuesday that the Department of Justice found no evidence of widespread fraud that would alter the outcome of the presidential election. Barr told the Associated Press that U.S. attorneys and FBI agents have examined complaints about fraud, but have found no evidence that would change the election results. Trump did not immediately react to Barr's comments, but in a statement, his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and campaign senior legal advisor, Jenna Ellis, said there hasn't been any semblance of a Department of Justice investigation of election fraud. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. A U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Advisory Committee says healthcare workers and nursing home residents should be among the first Americans to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. The decision by the committee comes as the U.S. records record numbers of coronavirus cases across the country. The U.S. recorded more than 4.3 million cases of COVID-19 in November, roughly double the number from a month earlier. The FDA is considering an emergency request from Pfizer to authorize the use of its vaccine. Moderna said Monday it also would apply for emergency use authorization of its vaccine. Ghana's essential workers, including police, healthcare workers, military personnel, cast their votes Tuesday ahead of next Monday's national elections. President Nana Akufo-Addo is facing 11 challenges, including former President John Mahama. The opposition leader is expected to be the president's strongest rival in the West African nation's election. Africa News cites a recent survey by the Center for Democratic Development that shows incumbent President Akufo-Addo held a slight lead over Mahama. Both candidates made reviving Ghana's economy a cornerstone of their campaigns. The Electoral Commission said COVID-19 ambassadors will be located at the 311 voting centers to make sure voters follow protocols, including wearing masks, getting temperature checks, and sanitizing their hands. China says its unmanned spacecraft successfully landed on the near side of the moon Tuesday in a historic mission to retrieve lunar surface samples. China launched this probe back on November 24th. The mission aims to collect lunar material to help scientists learn more about the moon's origins. Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong, taken from a detention center to court Wednesday to be sentenced for charges relating to a demonstration. Wong, along with other activists, Agnes Chow and Ivan Lam, had pleaded guilty to charges over the anti-government protests outside police headquarters last year. Their arrests were among scores in Hong Kong since Beijing in June imposed a national security law on the financial hub, targeting those opposed to China's increasing political control over the city. And the United States sharply criticized China for not enforcing sanctions on North Korea, vowed to step up its own efforts as hopes fade for a last-minute breakthrough under outgoing President Donald Trump. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.